WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're taking a little respite this week from the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We did do a Maryland Crab Cake Tour last year up at Conrad Seafood in Bel Air on Black Friday. Down this week because we had twice as much fun last week at Pappas. We were up in Cockeysville with Mike Bordick, world champion Adam Kolarik, as well as David Steele, who's written a great book about the race and football in America and all that stuff. All of that is out at Baltimore Positive right now. But this is big doings this week, and then when we get it back out on the road, I will still have the Ravens scratch-offs to give away. And John Martin's about to join us, and we're about to see the mobile smoke screen happen here. Full disclosure, John and I get together every Wednesday in the morning before breakfast, and we do these segments that you see out of the front of Baltimore Positive and are shared out at MD Lottery as well. And, you know, I've known you a long, long time, but this last year, year and a half to getting sports wagering legal, to getting it open, to getting SWARC, and I didn't even know what SWARC was 2 years ago, to now we're at the point where you're very relaxed today. I thought I was going to get a very nerve-wracking version of you. Was that when you were with the governor making all this happen on Tuesday?
You know what? What a hoot that was. First of all, before breakfast, I've had three donuts already. It may be before your breakfast, pal. But
just go to Rofo, man. They have those. They have the delicious Krispy Kremes. You just pick them up. I'm with you. I got Rofo right here in the cup.
All right. So yesterday I was invited to participate in my first, last, and certainly only press conference, I think, with the governor of the state of Maryland. And boy, that was something. You can probably YouTube it and find it somewhere. But it was interesting to see how those things come together. You know, I've been watching those for years. But now to be on the other side of the lens, the other side of the camera, it's very, very interesting. And like a lot of things in life, right? I mean, you do it and you think, okay, I want to do it again now. So maybe there'll be another opportunity somewhere in my future to do that again. But it was a lot of fun. We certainly used that as the opportunity, the governor, to announce that at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, November 23rd, sports wagering via the mobile platforms will be open for 7 of our closest friends on the mobile application platform. But as I mentioned in the press conference yesterday, we're not done. There were 21 applicants when we dropped the window closed on October 21st, 21 mobile and 6 new facility licenses, so that by the middle of next year, the middle of calendar 2023, as I mentioned yesterday, we may have up to 21 mobile apps and 15 to 20 brick and mortar locations in the Maryland landscape. And that would be as close to fully functional as I think we're going to get, even though we have the potential on both sides. The legislation allowed us to get up to 60 mobile and up to 30 retail. We're not going to get near that. But I think if we were in the 35 to 40 range, which is still going to be a lot, we'll be at kind of full capacity, and then it gets real. And then we'll see how it works on a month-to-month basis.
Well, John, I would just say this on all of this, to your point, getting it to where it needs to be. But you sitting with Larry Hogan on Tuesday as he's outgoing after 8 years, and where this thing started. Listen, I've been on the radio 31 years now. It'll be 31 years on December 13th that I began my career. And there's been no point where we have not talked about football before the team was even here. About you go to Vegas, will Atlantic City have it? And then down the line, Delaware doing parlays. I mean, I've been a part of all of this. I can only imagine for the governor and for whatever his accomplishments and his legacy will be. This is one of the final press conferences where he's going to be making this sort of big announcement with you, that this has been a long, long, long thing. And can you give me, pull the curtain back for yourself and your involvement with Maryland Lottery and you coming here from Ohio years ago and whatever, that this would go from maybe one day it'll happen to holding a press conference? Because I've seen you sort of sweat this out and work this out over the last year, year and a half together with me every week, that you knew it's going to happen and we're going to get there. But I can only imagine how much work this was to get this, as we say, on the up and up. And you've seen it from a seedling, right? You were here before Governor Hogan was Governor Hogan, right?
Exactly. Right. Right. No, when I got here back in 2011, we had a handful of casinos in place and planned. And that was the extent of the gaming experience outside. And I came in as a lottery guy. So, you know, we'd have the meetings. I'd look over the other side and say, okay, fine. You know, give them a little nod. Like you see somebody in the hallway that you really don't know. Yeah. Okay. How's it going?
One day this will matter to me, kind of, sort of,
right,
maybe.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Right. And then, of course, the world changed back in December of 2011 when the Department of Justice, reversed the Wire Act, and everybody went, whoa, what does this mean, really? And then, you know, it worked at one pace. But, in 2018, with the actions on a national front, and then, you know, the gloves were off and it's like, wow, this thing can really go. And 2018 is when we first started to know that, hey, this is going to happen. And unfortunately, the state of Maryland, missed an opportunity to put it on the referendum for the voters in 2018, for a lot of reasons we don't need to get into now. So we're left in the starting blocks, and some states got out front ahead of us. So 2020 was the next time we could put it on the referendum, and we did. And of course, it overwhelmingly passed. And then I think we knew it was going to pass, but I think that was the first, this is really going to happen in 2020. And again, still I was on the lottery side, but, you know, now very engaged because, you know, if nothing else, I am what's the term we use in Cleveland? A long-term or long-suffering fan. I've been involved with sports for years as a fan, but now looking at it from the business side. And, you know, you're very gracious to say the work I've done. You know, just a little secret, just between you and I, because no one may be listening to us, but just between you and I, there are people here who live and breathe and work, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on this thing. And my job is to get out of their way, because that's where the special sauce is made. And that's how it's all come together. And, you know, yeah, I'm sitting here and have the opportunity to talk to you and talk to people who care to listen about what we're doing. But I am extremely fortunate to have a very talented, well-respected, and I'm not talking about just within Maryland. I mean, we have some key people on a national basis. There are very few lotteries that run regulate casinos and regulate sports wagering other states.
Let me jump in on that, because that was where my next line of questioning was, which, all right, it's open here now, 9 a.m. I'm seeing the ads, and maybe someone will sponsor us and put some ads on here too. I mean, there are ads everywhere since Elon's taken over. To every ad I get is a sports wagering. Now I can actually click and put my account and get my $5, gets me $200, whatever the deal is, right? Sure. But all of that is new here, right? And I am not a gambler. They would have thrown me out of the Ravens 30 years ago instead of waiting this long if I was getting inside information back in the day and running a tout service here at AM 1570. So the world has changed. The rules have changed. But I look at it and say, this thing souped the nuts, starting with you had to fly to Vegas, get a ticket, right? You had your ticket. Oh, I bet 50 on the Patriots. I cash my ticket, whatever it is. I was comfortable with that there. I'm comfortable with going to Pimlico or Laurel, even back in Bowie back in the day, and putting a $2 exacta down and hitting an $80 exacta or winning, you know, win, place, show. I get a ticket. I see the barcode, and I'm familiar with this. This is a whole different thing, right, for a 54-year-old guy to say, all right, it's open now. I used to get my action from Louie down in Little Italy, but now I'm going to do it this way, and it's on the up and up. And I'm thinking to myself, where was the road laid for this outside of going to Vegas and getting a real ticket for mobile, other than the Costa Rica stuff that I wasn't allowed to take advertising for per the federal government and the FCC 15 years ago when all of that BetUS was going on and all of that? How do your people on the inside, where do they go to look to say these were the mistakes that were made and the good parts that were laid for the technology that allows this to work on the up and up? Because I'm fascinated by it. I really, really am, because this didn't exist 10 years ago, and it exists underneath of me and in a place where all of these football fans that have gone on my road trips and have been in my section and the people that are always looking to see if somebody's covering a spread historically, I'm familiar with that. I'm just not familiar with how this thing began in the last couple of years in the jerseys and some other places that's made it maybe better that we weren't first in it to some degree for you and for the state of Maryland.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. I think we certainly have had the opportunity to learn from other jurisdictions. You know, the great thing about the gaming business, whether it's lottery or casinos or now sports wagering, especially from the state side, from the regulating side, is that it is a non-competitive industry. It is certainly competitive between the DraftKings and the FanDuels and the BetMGMs of the world. That's where the infighting is, but it's nothing for me to pick up a phone or pick up the phone and talk to, you know, my counterpart in New Jersey or my counterpart in Virginia or wherever and say, hey, you know, we see this coming down the line. How did you handle it? And very much, I mean, you stand on the shoulders of giants in this business. I mean, the people that have come before us have lifted us up and there'll be people coming along. You know, on January 1st, Ohio opens up with a very aggressive campaign. Well, they learned from people like us. And Massachusetts will be next in line. So
there was Jersey first. I mean, where yeah. was the technology, modern technology? I mean, these things are only 15 years old, right? So all of this is very, very new, right?
Yeah, I would say so. And the thing that really, I think, kind of springboarded it in that direction was fantasy sports. I mean, when you go back before sports wagering as we see it now, you know, and this goes back, you know, probably 15, 20 years ago when people were doing fantasy sports and the little, you know, the office pool things and
win the jackpot too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then remember, and I can't remember, was it 2014 maybe when we had the first wars, right? It was DraftKings and FanDuels and they were fighting
FanDuels,
over fantasy.
When you think of what FanDuel means, it meant I'm playing against other fans, right? Like
yeah,
literally.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the genesis, is when that big influx of, and people thought, oh, woe is us. You know, the advertising industry is going to topple with these two titans spending zillions of dollars. And, you know, before the NFL kickoff to make sure people were doing fantasy stuff. And yeah, okay. That was the spark that was the spark that ignited it. And then again, when in 2018, when things really started to kick up, a notch is when DraftKings and FanDuel kind of looked at each other and looked at themselves and said, oh, wait a minute, we got a tiger by the tail here. Let's migrate what we know in fantasy sports into this whole sports wagering thing. And from then it, like I said, from 2018, if you were to chart, if you were to graph it, it's an exponential. And unfortunately there's probably not a lot of end in sight because you still have major markets. California thought they were going to do something that failed miserably at the polls. Texas has not gotten into it. Florida tried and got shot down, and they're going to, you know, retool. So you still have some major, major markets nationally that are in on this yet. So you think it's crazy now? Man, we haven't seen crazy yet.
John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. It's a big day. It's a big week around here as we open up. I should be holding the phone up as I should be doing. And we'll be giving these away. I'm at Fadley's on December the 9th in the morning. We're putting something together for next week as well through the holidays, all brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. I'm serving some turkey today as I sit here for some less fortunate folks. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, good leftovers. And John, I've told everybody the three most important words for the holiday are a la mode. So make sure you're adding that, you know, that vanilla bean ice cream or that cinnamon ice cream onto the pie here and doing all that. And I want to, because I share some things with you over the course of time, and you're always coming on and bragging about winners and, you know, where they buy their tickets stuff. I gave away winners at Pappas the other day, and I just want to share this with you. These were a bunch of beautiful ladies from Blue Cross Blue Shield that were having their holiday event there. We gave them tickets. This lady here in the blue over here won $20. So these tickets, these are on the up and up. I've given them away. I've seen winners with my own eyes. So there you have it. And I'll get back to doing that as well.
And you know who else is having a good holiday weekend, Esther? Because not only do people scratch off and win, but sometimes those non-winning tickets can be winners nonetheless. Christopher Nordby is having a pretty good holiday weekend. He is our winner of the away trip to Jacksonville with the team, which of course, as you know, is yet this weekend. So Chris will be heading out with the team, probably fly out on Saturday, my guess. Is they'll head out there and
they let him in the pool. Is that part of the deal?
What do you mean?
There's a pool on the So when I went to high school the first day, they told the freshmen there's a pool on the roof, right?
Yeah,
there was not a pool on the roof at Dundalk High. There still is not one, but there really is a pool on the roof in Jacksonville. I've been in it. They built it a number of years ago.
Wow.
You're from Cleveland, just an idea, but when your team's bad, you do things, you play tricks and you do things. And when the weather's good, like in Jacksonville, they saw this as a revenue opportunity. So they built this giant pool up on the upstairs and you can literally watch the game. You think about what could make the game better, right? You know, I mean, but doing it in a pool with a drink in the stadium, that is, I hope Christopher Nordby gets a chance to do that. I got there early and I jumped in is what I did. 2 feet.
Yeah. Well, and is it right? Is it just a 4-point spread? Is that possible?
Are we talking spreads again? Here we go. I mean,
goes. Yeah. We shouldn't do that. We should not do that.
Well, we can do that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it depends on what day it is, but I would say that the interest level in the Ravens at this point at 7-3 and you guys with scratch offs and all that, this is when football becomes fun. It's Thanksgiving weekend. We got leftovers. We got games going on, right?
And people can go to mdlottery.com to check out not only the Ravens second chance promotions, but others as well. But we are beginning that part of the season, Nestor, where we start to select semifinalists for the big 20-year ticket payoff, which we'll have at the end of the season.
And you bring them down to the stadium for that. I've seen that before, right?
We do it upright, weather permitting. We go down there and the winners revealed on the big scoreboard. So far, we have Thomas Barker from Laurel, who is in the running. Thomas was one of our winners. We have Teresa Bard from Elton, who is also a semifinalist. And we'll have four more lucky folks selected before we have that final end of the season.
So the people that didn't win at Pappas last week, they can get in on this, correct?
They can just submit their non-winning Ravens ticket, and they may end up winning season tickets for 20 years.
Well, I gave these out the other day at Pappas. One of the ladies pulled her app out. She had her – so she knew all about second chances and knew that a losing ticket isn't necessarily a full loss.
I hope she knows about our fast play games as well, because fast play is another great – product that people love. They love it for two reasons. One is that we have progressive jackpots, and people may
last year that got over $1 million last year, right?
And you know what? This year there's another game that's over $1 million. And now that you've put that out there, let me find out where we are as of right now. The real
like
time
Ed McMahon at the timpani here, like, you know, because it goes up every day, right? Literally.
Our $20 hit the jackpot progressive is now $1.2 million. So that fast play progressive, every ticket that's sold between now and when it eventually is hit, a couple little shillings go into the pot. And some lucky winner will at some point cash.
See, that's
in on
almost
that.
Enough to like walk away if you're the right age and you've taken care of, you know what I mean? You hit that sort of thing, you can say, I don't have to work anymore, but I like my job. You know what I mean? I get together with you. I wouldn't want to retire, but I start to think of where retirement money is now that I'm in my 50s. And I think if I ever hit one of these big things, how much would it take?
I don't see you retiring. And more importantly, I don't see your lovely wife allowing you to retire, because I think she would kick you right out to the curb.
I have no hobbies. Get a job. My only hobby is quest of thirst for knowledge is my only hobby, you know?
Man.
I have no hobbies. I do.
Well, you know what? I think if you were to win over $1 million, you could probably find a hobby. I don't know. Maybe.
I collect old rock and roll belt buckles. That's my only hobby.
You know what else is a good hobby is scratch off tickets on a monthly basis. Every month we introduce and launch new scratch off tickets.
Saw your peppermint ones for the holidays, by the way.
Yeah, we do. We do have our holiday tickets, which include actually six tickets. We have our $1 chillin', our $2 holiday cash drop, our $3 peppermint payout. We did do it this year, but some years we have scented that ticket, a little scratch and sniff. Not this year. But
it smells like peppermint.
Well, yeah, it smells like winning. $5 holiday cash, $10 Blizzard bucks, and our $20, while technically not a holiday ticket, our Game of Life oversized ticket. So those were already in the marketplace, but this week we have launched three new offerings. Our $2 $15,000 cash, top prize $15,000. See what we did there? Sometimes we put it right there out front so people like me don't have to think too hard. $5 crazy eights and $10 lucky times 10. So you can find all of these tickets and more at 4,400 lottery retailers around the great state of Maryland.
Including Costas. I got my Costas shirt on here. John Martin's here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. And the gaming part's pretty important. Mobile is up. It's live. If you are inclined to participate. I'll be giving away some Raven scratch-offs at Fadley's on the 9th, as well as a little later on in the month, we'll be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour as well. I keep going back to this. I've learned so much today from you, right? Like about the history of gaming and scratch-offs. But I had no idea there were scratch and sniff tickets. Like that. This is big news to me. Holiday. Can you make it smell like, I don't know, like fall or I don't.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
they should all be scratch and sniff. If I were the director of the, this is my bad idea. If I had your job, because people do that all the day. They all want to be John Harbaugh. They all want to be Eric. Yeah. If I had your job, I'd make all the tickets scratch and sniff because it'd be awesome that way.
Well, that is, we will take that under consideration in our next product meeting. I will mention that. But yeah, it's fun. It's a differentiation, right? I mean, people like, above all, we are an entertainment industry. And when you view it as such, you can do things like scratch and sniff tickets.
We should have like wild cherries and it would smell like if I went in a casino and the wild cherry smelled like cherries, I'd sit there longer. Think about it. Just think about it. I'm just saying these are the ideas of a crazy entrepreneur, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and that's how it starts. That's how
you decided to do a show with me. That's your fault. John Martin is here. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving to you and congratulations on getting this final hurdled for the holidays. I knew things were up back on Halloween when you're like by Thanksgiving. And I'm like, he's right on time. So congratulations, really.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well. You know, with, and I mentioned this yesterday as well, with increased gaming options comes increased responsibility. So the cautionary tale is simply this. If you're new to the sports wagering marketplace, if you think this is a great idea, like the Thanksgiving buffet, pace yourself, have a plan. Put aside some money, put aside some time, set limits. You know, the great thing about these mobile apps, Nestor, is that they can help you manage your time and your dollar spend. And if anything, you're even more player controls in a mobile environment than you may have if you just walked in to a retailer or walked into a casino. So please play responsibly. If you find that you or someone you know needs some help, 1-800-GAMBLER is a free phone call to make to get the resources and help that you need.
John, I appreciate you. I hope you and your family have a great holiday. And keep in mind the three most important words of the holiday, a la mode. Add it on there. You won't regret it. Trust me. All right?
Good. Look forward to it.
Pumpkin pie. Every pumpkin pie deserves a scoop of ice cream. That's from Wise Market. That's what I think. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.